Good stuff. Also, social media, another way to get a hold of us. It's at 99.9 FM WTUZ, both on Facebook and on Twitter. Hey, my gal, Carrie Underwood, she revealed how she fell back in November and hurt her face and her wrist. Simply taking the dogs out to use the potty. She said she missed a step, didn't let go of the leashes. It's that simple, she said.
That easy.
Yeah, she missed a step, didn't let go of leashes, and bang, bing, bang, boom. She fell, of course, broke her wrist, metal plate in there, 40 to 50 facial stitches.
I still don't see the stitches.
She said she covers it up with makeup, and she goes on to jokes. And after that, she goes, also, I use cement and spackling paste. That'd be a little impossible. Wouldn't be too healthy. But no, she says she's able to conceal it and cover it up. Still, though, a scar that large, I mean, you'd think you'd still be able to see it.
Right. I bet you can see it close up.
You think so? Next time I see her, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Report
back to me.
We haven't seen each other in a while. We've both been busy. Gosh, she has a son. Her husband's in the playoffs now, NHL. It's draft party coming up. I haven't been able to get in touch with, with Carrie. Her quote, verbatim, she said this, quote, I just fell down. I was taking the dogs out to go do their thing, and I just got clumsy, and I tripped. She went on to say, I held onto the dog leashes in my left hand and went to catch myself with my right and just missed a step. There's that one lone step, end quote. That's what she said. Indeed happened.
It happens.
Hey, yeah, we all fall, right?
Right.
You gotta pick yourself up, dust yourself off, get that metal plate in your wrist and move on.
Right.
What'd my grandpa say? Rub some dirt on it, Eric. I'd say, okay, grandpa. It's pretty much how it went down. Hey, they were trying to find out if somebody was responsible for this Prince death, too. They're not gonna end up charging anybody. I thought it was going to go down like the Michael Jackson thing. Somebody has to be responsible. And then they end up getting Dr. Conrad Murray. But authorities say nobody's going to be charged in Prince's death. But they did say that he probably wasn't aware that he was actually taking fentanyl. It was a counterfeit pill, which is kind of weird.
How do you give that to somebody unknowingly?
I don't know. They say it was like a counterfeit pill. He had no idea. Doctor said, here, take this. It'll help ease your pain. Well, yeah, you think fentanyl is like 50 times more powerful than heroin.
So scary.
Yeah, but they say their investigation, it concludes that Prince really had no clue he was taken. What indeed he was taken. He suffered pain for many, many years. He became addicted to prescription meds, Vicodin, that kind of thing.
Did you see the video that the police released him inside of his home?
Yeah.
I just thought it was interesting. I always like to see how celebrities live.
Yeah, how people were acting leading up to his death or days before or even when
he did
that.
There was a salad that was not open. Did you see that? They were in his kitchen, and I think maybe he was getting ready to eat lunch, maybe.
Really?
It's interesting.
I know the week or weeks before that, before he actually died, he was flying back to Minneapolis, and his plane had to make like an emergency landing somewhere. He got the flu, I think.
Oh, I remember hearing about
that. Yeah, like a couple weeks before he died, there was that weird instance. But leading up to, they said he was sick, ill with the flu. And they said days before his death, he was extremely quiet. Nobody heard from him, laid up in his room, and there you have it. But so I thought for sure they were going to
find somebody right
in charge of responsible, if you will.
Whatever happened to that Conrad Murray?
Well, I know he lost his license, and pretty sure
is he in jail?
I don't know if he's in jail anymore. I think he's out, but I could be totally wrong.
Interesting.
I thought
haven't heard that name in quite some time.
Thought he maybe got out, but I could be wrong. Hey, today's Facebook and Twitter poll Friday.
Oh yay!
Everybody. Listen, the questions are up right now for you to take part in. Michelle, you kind of spawned this question earlier this week. Well, we both kind of did when we were talking about wings, right?
Ooh,
with the wing-eating contest.
Yeah.
Bone in or bone less? That is one of the questions at hand right now, which it's already gotten a bunch of votes. It's not even been up for an hour yet. We'll discuss that later and, of course, really dive in to what our specifications are when it comes to, of course, eating those
chicken wings,
those lovely little chicken wing dings. Also, second question. It's really not so much a question. It's a contest, if you will. If you guys think you can eat wings and eat them competitively, well, comment right now on our Facebook page. The post is up to take some contestants into our wing-eating contest, which will take place at the second annual draft party Thursday, April the 26th. I should note this, disclaimer, if you do comment, not everyone's going to be chosen from this post. We may only choose like a few from here today. I know one this morning will be chosen, one later on tonight during Big Z Sports from 6 until 8. So two from this post for sure later on today. But the prizes, I told you maybe one half of the prizes yesterday, didn't I? Didn't I say the Midvale tickets and
yes.
$50 to Bottoms Up Bar and Grill? Well, let me tell you, that was that was just the second place prize. The grand prize winner, if you are the wing eating contest champion, family four-pack of passes to Kalahari Water Park.
Ooh.
Up there in Sandusky. You ever been to Kalahari?
I have.
You have been? Isn't it out of this world?
It is. It's fun.
Yeah,
that's a really great prize.
That water park resort up there in Kalahari, or up there in Sandusky, Kalahari. You guys will win that. Also, tickets to see the Akron Rubber Ducks. Of course, baseball season. You wouldn't think that with the weather and everything, but it is here.
It's supposed to be nice from here
sure,
on out.
Sure, whatever you say. Whatever you say.
I heard them say yesterday, there's no more snow. After yesterday, there will be no more snow.
Sure, I'll believe
until
it.
Until November.
I'll believe it when I see it. You said it's turkey season starts this week, right?
Right.
Didn't you say that?
This weekend.
Just in time for Thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving's a couple weeks away with this weather. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's April.
Kidding.
Sorry. Got my months all mixed up. Second place for the wing eating contest. I already told you yesterday, $50 to Bottoms Up Bar and Grill right there in Strasburg, which that's where our draft party will be held on Thursday night, April the 26th, and we'll throw you four tickets to Midvale Speedway. But comment away on Facebook if you want to possibly be a contestant there in the wing eating contest. You should have seen these fools, these savages last year in this wing eating contest. It made me lose my appetite for wings. I couldn't eat wings for about 5 months.
Ew.
From seeing these individuals, from seeing them eat these wings. I mean, some of their techniques.
Ugh.
They
have you ever watched the hot dog eating contest?
Yeah, with like Joey Chestnut and
I mean, I don't know their names.
That's like the that's the champion hot dog eating.
Oh, okay.
Joey Chestnut. There used to be a Asian fellow too. I think his name was like Kobayashi. Could be wrong on that.
But they like dip the bun in water.
Yeah, you got a soft.
Oh, that is so gross.
You know, we all like soft buns. You got to soften those buns up there. That water helps soften everything up, and it goes right down the hatch.
I can't imagine a winging eating contest. The sauce has got to be just everywhere.
It's going to be a sight to see. Indeed.
I'm excited.
So that will go down next Thursday. By the way, Kevin Herron, owner of Bottoms Up, he'll be with us tonight on the Big Z Sports Show to help us pick a contestant for the wing eating contest and to tell you guys more about what's going to happen out there next week. There's going to be prizes, giveaways, of course, the wing eating contest. Big Z Sports will be there covering the draft. We'll get you guys geared up starting at 6. We'll be on the air until 9. The draft starts at 8. Food and drink specials, you name it, it's going down there at Bottoms Up. And Michelle Spring will be there. So, I mean, come on, Z Country. Your first chance to meet and greet the one and only Michelle Spring.
The one and only.
That's right. That's right. Later in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll pick the first contestant this morning. And then, like I said, tonight during Big Z Sports from 6 until 8, we will pick another contestant for that wing eating contest. So it's all good in the hood. Also, there's one more question. This one is over on the Big Z Sports Facebook page. We're all about cross promotion here in Z Country. There's a big basketball game tonight, if you guys didn't know. We want to know, between the Cavs and the Pacers, with the series tied at a game apiece. You already know which way I'm leaning. I need this. Need it today.
Always us against the world. Cleveland against the world. Let's go.
Thanks, Bron. Thanks, Bron. We want to know, who wins game number 3 tonight, Cavs or Pacers?
Ooh.
That question is up. on Big Z Sports. If the Pacers win this, I think it's going 7 games. Just saying.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, here's the thing. The last game, weren't they ahead by 20 points in the first quarter?
Cavs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got out to a nice lead and then ended up only winning by 3.
How do you... I mean, I guess I can answer it myself, but how do you lose that big of a lead?
It happens. I mean, the Pacers in that first game got out to a huge lead, right? And then at one point in the third, the Cavs cut it down to like 4. So you could ask yourself then, I don't know. It's just...
I don't get it.
They say basketball is a game of runs.
Frustration.
Well, that can be that, too, sometimes. But they say it's a game of runs. Every team makes their run.
Sports!
There you have it. Your sports antidote today. For you this morning. Hey, remember, comment on Facebook. Get in on our wing eating contest. Chance to win great prizes. All the info is up for you.